But Joby, why don't you get it out of the action? Maybe you and Anna can switch sides now.
Do you want?
Yeah, you want me over there?
Yeah, don't take my chair.
Are you okay?
I must smell, it's only one.
Well, it's afternoon, you may miss me.
Oh my goodness, it is hysterical listening to all the activity in that room, I just have to say that.
We're having a good time, we should be here. Okay, it is Thursday, January 13th, it's 1:30 PM, and we're here in the public meeting room having a budget work session for animal control. I'm Linda Merkin, County Supervisor, we also have Lisa Evans, County Supervisor. Here, and Fatima Faisal, County Supervisor, is on the phone. We also have Auditor Lucy Martin, Director of External Operations, excuse me, Sandra King, Facilities Director, Joby Brogdon, Assistant Auditor Lisa Markley, and then from Animal Control, we have Ann Henderson, Director, and we have Debbie, what is your title, Debbie?
Admin Assistant.
Okay, Admin Assistant. So they are ready to present the budget. Did I miss anybody else on the phone? Okay, then, why don't we look at the budget, and it starts on page 4. And Anna, do you want to just run us through it and kind of give us the highlights? And if like after we come, if we have questions, we'll just say, hey, staff, wait, we have questions. Is that all right with you?
Sure, that sounds good. All right. So on our revenues for our interest on investments, that's still pretty staying at about 400. I re-estimated this year to even be 300 just because we used a chunk of it for the dog room and the other upgrades we had. On local government payments, actually up that to 4,000, and it can probably even go a little bit more than that just because what we've gotten so far this year in city billings is over, it's about 4,500. So because I just did the billings yesterday for last quarter, and that's going to put us over 4,000. So I mean, that could even go up a little bit farther. On animal control fees, which is our adoption fees and fines, I'm re-estimating that at 12,500, and then for next year, estimating that as well as 12,500. Our donations, I'm staying the same at 30,000, and that's it for revenues.
The balance of their Friends of Animal Fund at the end of December was 95,700, so.
95,700?
Yeah.
Wow.
95,700.
Uh-huh. Do you have any plans for that right now?
No, just to keep building it back up to a higher amount, just in case there are needs in the future for maybe some new cages, some bigger cages,
mm-hmm.
some enrichment opportunities for the animals.
How high has that balance been in the last few years?
Oh, in the last, before the remodel, I think it was
two hundred fifty. They spent the remodel. Yeah, there was 200,000 one year and another 42,000 the next year. So.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So yeah, they've been spending it on big projects.
Yeah.
The barn was
the horse
big
barn.
One.
Yeah, the barn. That was mostly donated, but there was some other stuff we did to.
Yeah, that was a great donation. Yeah. And your adoption fees are going up, I assume, because adoptions are going up?
Adoptions did go up a little bit this past year. And also, we were doing $10 adoption fees previously because of how many animals we had in care. And as that's lowered, we've put the adoption fee back at the $30 and $35 that it was. So that's helped.
So I know to the unfortunate path that your bed is white, there's been a lot on social media for to donate to Animal Shelter Town 17, but I actually thought that the Animal Shelter was on social media. Are you doing anything like that, or do you anticipate potentially seeing a bump?
We might see a bump in like mailed in or checks and people just dropping by. Someone dropped by today for a Betty White donation. We are going to post our Amazon wish list and our T-shirt fundraiser links just because we don't have a way to take online donations.
But yeah, we had a couple of calls that they are wanting to come in.
Nice. So we have a post scheduled for that.
Okay. Latifa, did you have any questions?
No, but it's really hard to hear Lisa.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have my mic on. I apologize.
I'm so used to a board meeting. You put her mic on.
I know. I made sure that Anna had her.
I didn't tell you that I just turned mine on after I quit talking at the beginning.
So,
jeez.
I apologize. Thanks for saying that, Latifa.
Look at that.
No worries. Thank you. I don't have any questions.
Though. Did you see that, Lisa?
Yes.
Does a lot of good.
I might have to do that.
Okay. So we'll try to do better. So then we are now on to expenditures.
Yep.
So.
Okay. So I'll just go down though to overtime pay. I don't have anyone really using overtime pay right now, so I dropped that down to 200. I don't anticipate that even being used unless someone changes. In July.
Everybody's
1st.
Chosen comp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And then go down to custodial supplies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We lowered it 1,000 based off of actual supply costs and usage. So we thought it was appropriate to lower it by $1,000.
Okay.
And then we have equipment, parts, and supplies.
All right, we've talked about a lot of these in my budget work sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ones at the bottom there, the new board mm-hmm. software, that would be this building's animal controls portion of that 5-way mm-hmm. split. So, questions? The rest of it is pretty much stayed the same. General repairs and inspection permits and keyless entry cameras and such.
No questions?
No, I don't have any questions.
Let me find where we're at. Okay, vehicle fuels and maintenance. This year it went up a little bit for re-estimating because we had to get brakes that we weren't aware of last year, and then tires, and then we've been using more gas. We're averaging about $150 in gas a month, which we weren't before. I think COVID, well, during the start of COVID, we really didn't have calls, didn't go very many places because mm-hmm. everything was basically shut down. So that's starting back up again. So I'm re-estimating that at $3,000 for next year. Equipment, parts, and supplies. Whoops, 2,200. Okay. So office supplies, keeping that the same. Uniforms and equipment, lowering that by $400. We did purchase some needed catch poles and feral cat boxes, so we don't need to do that every year. We lowered that. Animal supplies, keeping that at $15,000. Health and safety, which is our rabies vaccinations and hearing tests, is staying the same at $10,000.
Can I ask a question on that one?
Yes.
You have rabies vaccine and titer checks for staff. Is that annually?
Yeah.
Okay.
The rabies vaccines may not be yearly. It depends on the titer check
okay.
if we need one or not.
Okay.
And the hearing tests, what was that? What's the reasoning for that?
Because the dog room.
Oh.
Was there any other explanation for that?
The decibels with the dog. The decibels in the animal shelter.
Okay.
And we had a baseline one done, and so that was. We've only done it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say that was new, that it was recommended on health and safety. And
mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
And then on to communication services. That dropped down a little bit because we're not doing the fire panel.
Yeah.
The fire panel expense is coming from a different area.
That's thinking some of our, my budgets.
The dialer.
Going to the cell phone dialer. Mm-hmm. We've already done that in the shelters.
Okay.
Good. The on-call phone went up just a bit, about $5 a month. Education and training, just dropping that down to 2,100. There are a couple more ACO trainings available, and then some dog training consults with some animal behaviorists that live in the county that help us out sometimes when we have aggressive dogs or dogs that we want to talk about their ability to be adopted. Mm-hmm. Utilities, I just upped it a little bit for any unplanned increase, which it looks like that's increasing a bit with prices. Mm-hmm. Building repairs and maintenance. Joby?
We lowered general repairs by 1,500. And then I'd like to finish paving the rest of the facility, which is the west drive and the west south drive, and then the west parking area, primarily what we refer to as like the staff parking area. It's at the point now where it's due for new gravel regrading, but that's always just a temporary fix. It's a wet area from the property. Two fiscal years ago, we paved the east side of the public parks. So I think we should pave the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just for
it's
safety.
It's pretty messy back there.
It's messy. It's
we can start parking back there again.
Yeah, more customers can go where they should be parking.
Plus a hard surface for them to park their livestock trailer on and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to add some insulation in the attic, which would help with utility costs. It's one of the things that was, it's been on the list for that facility that when we remodeled mm-hmm. it got removed to lower costs. But the insulation in the attic is inadequate. So. And then, drain tile repair along that south drive. There is a drain tile intake. Got it cleared out, got all the obstructions out of it. Then where it runs along south, it cools up, swampy, and it would be worse if we pave it. So repair that tile and actually put intakes along that drive. So that south lawn shouldn't be all swampy. Is right now.
Makes sense.
That's all I
have. We'll go to special animal care. This is money we take out or use out of the donation account, and we do about $25,000 a year, and that helps with extra vet costs, animal supplies, and other line items, because we do go over that on both animal supply line item and veterinary care line item. And then for veterinary care, I'm re-estimating that at $20,000, as well as for next year too. It has been, it's at $14,000. So I'm upping that to $20,000. There has been an increase in veterinary care prices with our veterinarians that we use for spays, neuters, and rabies vaccines, as well as just recently the cost of FIV and FLV tests went up a few dollars for each test, and the cost of flea and tick is going up, so that'll help with that.
Okay.
That's it. Any questions?
I don't have any questions.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Very good.
I do not have any questions.
All right.
Thank you.
I had a question, if you don't mind. So I was looking at my notes from last year, say there were 107 cats in the shelter as in like our budget hearing last year. So I just want to know what that number was a year later. I know.
Is it 70?
74.
Yeah,
74.
So I know that, I think everyone that moves to Story County gets a cat now. Is that right? So,
I would say we all worked
no,
very
that's,
hard.
No, that's great. But
yeah, we worked hard as a team.
Yeah.
Getting posting more on Facebook and just.
And you can apply online now too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's great.
Anything that people can do online, they'll do.
Right. Have you had conversations to look about getting a donation button online, Val, for your shelter?
That's her.
We're actually kind of working on it right now, so we can hopefully take credit cards. But yeah, maybe in the future, something online.
I definitely think it's doable.
Yeah.
I just know of so many organizations that do online, and that if I'm going to do that, it's just easier to.
I know Ted has called numerous times saying, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you guys got to work this out.
We're looking at the options.
Yeah.
Oh, how it would work.
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's not, it's not, I think, does planning and development have an online?
So Stephanie's been helping.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Help and yeah.
You also do like PayPal, you know, if you do credit card, but if you also do like PayPal. So like sometimes like I do PayPal when I do a donation, and then my whatever, they'll send me a year-end report of all that I gave donations to. So I've got my taxes for my taxes listing. So I don't have to go searching back. Where did I do this donation?
Yeah, PayPal wasn't good option.
No, it does charge a fee.
Oh,
right.
Does it?
Right. Then. So then we have to put that.
That defeats the purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like most companies are for-profit companies trying to, you know, make money off of this, and we're just sort of not what we do.
Right. I didn't realize they charge, so.
Yeah.
I don't think there's not an easy way to do it.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
It's very complicated. So.
Well, and, you know, I'll just say it again, county government is way back here still in a lot of the technology stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although IT is our next session.
Correct.
We'll talk to them about that. Okay. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Coming
over. Good job,
man.
I said good job.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.